We're in the fifth Sunday of Lent. I hope your Lent season has been going well. The things that you've been sacrificing have been helping you come closer to God. The hope that we're seeing starts in the first reading with Ezekiel. And Ezekiel is the prophet who is going to help the people of Israel come out of exile, know that they're going to come out of exile. They turned away from God, and God took them away from Jerusalem. They have thought that God has deserted them, and Ezekiel is there to tell them he's not deserted you. He's going to put his spirit within you. He's going to raise dead bones, put flesh on those bones, and put his spirit in those souls. In the Romans reading from Paul, it's a beautiful message. The Spirit lives in you. If the Spirit lives in you, you're going to have eternal life. That's what we live for, and that's what Jesus is trying to put into us in this gospel. The Spirit of God in our souls. And he's doing it in an incredibly beautiful sign in this Gospel of John. The raising of Lazarus. He starts with being far away and told that his friend has died. Why is it so important to know that he waited 2 days? The key to it was the Jewish tradition was that when a person died, their soul was believed to be with them for 3 days. And on the fourth day, the body began to decay, and there was no chance of coming out of that. So it was very intentional that Jesus delayed the two-day journey to go to see him. Martha and Mary begged him, "Why didn't you come?" But the interchange between Martha and Jesus is so vital and so important. I just want to read it again. Jesus tells Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe?" What is Martha's response? I hope we all have this response. "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is to come into this world." She believed. And then Jesus is at the tomb. He weeps. He loved that family deeply. They were his friends. He grew up with them. But it was very interesting to read the interpretation and the translation of the words from the original to the words weeping. It wasn't just crying. It was a deep, moaning, groaning, heartfelt sorrow that he had. And it wasn't just about the loss of his friend. It was also about Adam and Eve broke the sin and broke the ability to live forever. They, through their sin, brought death into the world. And it broke his heart. And it broke his heart because it's such sorrow for all of us when we lose our loved ones. So it was a very deep sorrow. And then he says, "Move the stone away." And it's interesting, Martha says it's going to be a stench. He said, "Didn't I just tell you to believe in this? The glory of God is going to be shown through what's about to happen." And he calls out to Lazarus, "Come out, Lazarus." He comes out. Jesus Christ is calling each and every single one of us to come out. What is he coming out of? He was coming out of the darkness. He's coming out of sin. He's coming into the light of Jesus Christ, and that's what Jesus is calling each and every one of us to come into his light, to come out of our sin. Lent is a glorious season. Lent is supposed to be a season where we change. The practices that we choose to follow are to change us, not just during the 40 days of Lent, but to change us after Easter and beyond? Are we giving up things that we can sacrifice to help us come closer to God? Are we giving up TV screens, alcohol, candy? Maybe we're also giving up attitudes, our judgments of others. We don't want to judge. I'm going to try not to be judgmental of other people. Maybe I'm going to take time and listen to my loved ones or my coworkers and not just fly through and not pay attention to them. Those are all things that will help us get closer together, but it will also bring us closer to God. And he wants us to study and pray. What is Lent about? Prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Our prayer in Scripture, as I said, these readings are deep and rich to study them. And I beg you to try to look at ways that you can change to be better. I don't know how. It's tough to go those 40 days. I don't know how your practice has been. We've got 2 weeks to observe and dig deeper and try to come closer to God and come closer to Jesus Christ. He is calling us out of the deepest sorrows, the deepest hurts, the deepest sins that we have from our own places. And we can do it if we put our minds and our hearts and our souls to it. Amen.